Continuing Siman Shin Lama Zayin, Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that's also the brush clothing with Machbedes or type of broom that may have kispim, small pieces of wood chips, because the tendency is the wood chips would break. And Mr. Brewer explains the problem of Seisir Kli. You're breaking this broom of wood chips by having the wood chips fall off. And even though it's Mechalkal, you're ruining something that's non Malacha deraisa, but it's Potter of Alasar, it's also a Dua Lachatchila. We're discussing a case where brushing off the clothing does not have a problem inside kibbutz. We learned previously in the beginning of Siman Shembeis of Aleph Ba'agol, what the rules are for that. Even if it's a case that there's no problem with kibbutz, still you cannot brush clothing with these brooms that the wood chips are liable to break, and the same thing would be sweeping off the crumbs from your table. The same halach will apply. Anytime it's liable to break, it's a problem of Seisir Kli, and even though it's on the Mekakel, it's going to be Aser Lachatchila, Aser Medrabanan. Now the Bialacha brings the Arpoiskim, the Armekel, they say it's not Absegresha, but still it's not Kedai Temekel because it looks like over the Chol and like a Mezalzu, you're taking lightly Yisr Shabbos. Siv Gimel ain't Sach and Sarkaka, you can't smear these Shmerk oil. Shmerk explains oil on the floor, especially by the base of Merchatz. The Madichon say you can't wash the floor, even if it's a tiled floor, it's a Merutzah, it's a tiled floor. Mishtabur explains that washing the floor, what they would do is they would open up a pipe, the water would go all over the floor, and then they would let the water out the other end, and this way the floor will get cleaned. Basically, it means washing the floor. And the reason why we don't let you wash the floor or we suck with shem on the floor is because of Ashval's gumas, somewhat the sweeping the floor. We're afraid you end up straightening out the gumas, the cracks in the floor. Even though we said by sweeping, there's a big makom to the meko, at least the floor is merutzif, if the floor is tiled, here more machmer, because here, your kavana, what you're trying to do is make the floor nicer. You're trying to make it have a nice scent, or you're trying to make it be clean. You're trying to improve the floor. That's what you're trying to do. There's more of a chashash that if you see gumas on the floor, you can mash for them. As opposed to when you're sweeping, you're just trying to move the dirt that's on the floor. You're not trying to improve the actual floor. And here also, there's more of a svara that it's unnecessary. Kibud, sweeping, is necessary in order to clean the floor. It's not necessary to wash the floor. It's more like an extra. It's not as much of a davar nochutz, Mr. Brewer says. And therefore, there are more machmer to be geyser here, even by a tile floor, or to a floor that's not tiled. Mr. Brewer says also you have to be careful, some numbers when you're washing, you can have all with a mop or any shmata, there might be a problem of schita or kibbutz as well, with the mop or with the shmata. The discussing just if purely washing the floor with water, even that's also because of ashval skumas, or you might come to ashval skumas where you're trying to perfect the floor, and there are goes even my tiled floor, outdoor floor, it's not tiled, since it's not something that's as necessary as sweeping the floor. So if Dal, the Mechaber says, you cannot mitzadeh the chavis on the ground, since it's heavy, you can come to ashval skumas. Here also it means like, it's tub shatim. It doesn't mean that this itself is a psikresha, shachnarach smash, a psikresha of ashval skumas itself. Mitzadeh the chavis means like straightening out the chavis on the ground or tipping the chavis to pour something out of it. Psikresha, that's going to either straighten out the cracks in the floor, or when you tip it, you're going to end up making a guma on the floor. There's another pshat that it's not itself a psikresha of ashval skumas, but when you're doing this, you might lose yourself and end up being mashva gumas. That's more when the floor is straight, it's easier to straighten out the chavis. Now, what about straightening out the chavis or rolling a chavis on kakim ritzefes on a tile floor? Mishnah Berurah says that's a machlokes. And the Sharetzion says if all the floors necessary are tiled, then definitely can make it. Mishnah Berurah also says all these halachos are talking about sweeping the floor, washing the floor, etc., that are by Shabbos, and probably Yom Tov as well. Some people have a misconception that by Yom Tov it's better, it's more lenient, and Mishnah Berurah says that that's a mistake. Yom Tov is the same as Shabbos when it comes to sweeping and washing the floors. Simish Shilam Ches, things are also on Shabbos because Hashmal's call is going to make noise. The Mechaber says Hashmal's call be klishir, playing musical instruments on Shabbos is also. And Mr. Burke explains, you might come to Masak and klishir, we're going to have later on Simish Shilam Ches, you might come to fix the musical instruments, the instrument gets a little broken. And same way, you cannot play instruments, also clapping, that's being done there, Simcha Vashir, clapping to the beat would also be also. We'll have it if down in certain cases. They are different, but over here, the reason why it's also Shemi Sankli, she might come to fix the musical instrument. And therefore, if somebody wants to clap in order to pacify a child that's crying or something like that and try to do it in a musical way, they should do klachia, do the shinui, like clap against the back of their hand instead of the front of their hand. Now, someone wants to pour water into a kli that has holes in it, and this way the water drips and it makes nice music that way also. It's the same problem, it's like a cliche. If you're doing it for a sick person to help him to sleep, it's mutter. If we do it very strongly as an alarm clock to wake someone up, that's also mutter. He's not doing benima v'nachas pleasantly. You're doing it in a strong way to wake someone up. It's not pleasant, and therefore it's fine. Mechaber says to knock on the door. The people should hear you knocking, open the door for you. That's also fine. Mechaber says it's mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because you just knock on the door. They should hear the noise and open the door for you, not in a musical way to make a nice sound. It's not derech shir. It's only problem is derech shir like in a musical way. But the bang just to make noise to wake someone up, or they don't just open the door for you. That's mutter.